In the next day, Michael calls you guys into a meeting so he can discuss your plans to go to Luna Island. He hands out some manila envelopes with some basic briefing details. Paul, there was an email about this and you already read it, but Lowry didn't. Michael explains, there's a badge in each of these envelopes. You'll need that for security clearance to ask questions about the weapons program. The doctors there should be able to give you any information that they have, files on hand, that type of thing. Luna Island is a private organization, but they're contractually obligated to cooperate with the government, and you are now working with the government, so they should have to cooperate with you. That's how Snakeman explained it.
All right, great. So what do we want to be asking when we get there?
Come on, Freeze Frame, this should be an easy one.
If someone is working for Mercury, they're not just going to come out and say it, Kimon. It's not going to be easy.
But where do we start? Come on.
Well, we could ask questions about, like, who has access to these same files and everything.
See, the kid's brand new to this, and he's got it figured out. Bingo, Elvis. Mercury found out about this program somehow. That means that maybe someone leaked information to him, or there was a cyber attack, something. We need to get a beat on what it was.
Oh, well, that's all, you know, government stuff. They've probably got their own CIA agents and the FBI and whatever else looking at that.
All those agencies are just made up of people who don't get anything done until they take one step in front of the other. Look, if you want to get ahead of this, then we have to put one step forward, and that's how it works. So there we are.
Okay, I'm going to get a step ahead of you. Michael, can we just ask the FBI or whoever what they already know?
Well, they're conducting their own operation, but they're not obligated to share with us. We signed on with the military, the FBI, and the CIA are doing their own thing.
Don't we have contacts that we can talk to?
Well, sure, but I mean, they're not going to just tell us information about the investigation if we're not part of their team. I mean, if they're ready for us to make an arrest, they'll let us know.
Well, so if I'm being honest, this sounds like a bit of a waste of company resources, doesn't it?
Lowry, the brand confidence has been shaken. So if we capture the killer, confidence is restored.
Okay, well, I think that pressure then needs to be put on the FBI to share what they know with us.
Well, that sounds like something desk jockeys can do, but in the meanwhile, we'll do our own work. So, Elvis, you seem to be on the right track. What do you have suggested?
Me? Still?
Yeah, I liked your first idea. You're doing good, kid. I want you to get used to throwing your own ideas out there. Otherwise, these meetings would be pointless.
Oh, well, is Mercury known for, like, any kind of supercomputing skills?
No, absolutely none. But there are villains that have that ability.
But obviously the military has its own super hackers, so I doubt that's the easy way in.
Okay, well, I mean, usually that kind of thing is just human error anyway, like somebody clicks a link or opens an attachment they shouldn't have.
Are you able to look into something like that?
Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, but my supersuit, you know, it's partly computerized, so I do know my way around a terminal.
Well, that's all outside my expertise, so I want you to look into that, find out what you can. But don't feel pressured to put yourself on a snipe hunt. I'll talk to a couple of employees, work the more human element. That's all stuff I'm comfortable with.
Okay, now, Kimon, I don't know what you're planning, but I don't think that Luna Island is going to appreciate any kind of violent interrogation.
First of all, who put you in charge? Second of all, if I were thinking about torturing anybody, I would have mentioned that.
Actually, Michael says, wrapping his hands on the table, the board of directors and I, we had a discussion, a little bit more private, I'm sorry, everybody, but we agree that we would like maybe for Freeze Frame to take charge of field operations. And I know everything gets to stay a democracy. Rudy always kind of preferred it that way. It's not a big team, so. But that was what we concluded.
Are you kidding me, Michael? I had so many plans for the team.
I'm not sure if you're serious, Kimon.
I'm dead serious. I was gonna get us matching uniforms. Do you guys like red? I was gonna have us wear my colors.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're okay with it, because, I mean, we were concerned it was gonna be a point of contention. But, you know, given past circumstances and
I don't
everything.
Michael, I don't see any way that the company could spin me being in charge. You'd lose contracts, people would question it, it wouldn't look good, I understand.
Look, we gave it a lot of talk, and Freeze Frame, he's incredibly well-respected, the public loves him, he's been with us since as long as you have, a little longer, actually.
Yes, I'm sure the meeting lasted at least 5 minutes.
Well, thank you, Michael. This company means everything to me, it is my life, and I'd love to personally thank the directors later on when we have a chance.
We do appreciate it, Lowry, I mean.
Well, if that's all the business for the day, can we pack it in and move on to Luna Island?
Actually, one more thing before you go. I know that we've already told the press about Rudy's death, but that just means they've come back with more and sharper questions. So there's a press pool waiting downstairs. If you guys can take a minute and talk to them, the company would really appreciate it.
Of course, Michael, you got it. Okay, I get out my makeup and I start touching up and everything. Okay, everybody make sure that you look good. I want everyone together on this one.
You know, we'd look good in all matching red and gold.
You know, orange, blue, and white is an even better look. Oh, hold on, Flux, your hair's messed up.
All right, you guys go downstairs to the press room. Everybody gets all excited, they get their stuff ready, they start asking questions as soon as you get to the podium.
All right, everybody, thank you for coming. I know you have a lot of really important questions, and I am eager to get you your answers. So if we can just start one by one, you right there.
Mr. Freezeframe, we understand that the supervillain Mercury, who's responsible for killing Captain Momentum, has just hit a convoy that was transporting the supervillain Heatwave. What do you know about that? Are they working together?
Well, we're looking into that. We have several leads right now, but of course we can't comment on ongoing investigations. But rest assured, it's being looked at. We're well aware of it.
Freezeframe, has it been decided who's going to lead the Unstoppable Force now?
Yes, we have. The team came together, Kimon and I, and also our newest member, Flux, which we haven't introduced him, by the way, but welcome to the team, Flux. And we've all voted that going forward, I will be the new leader of the Unstoppable Force.
Mr. Kimon, is that true? A lot of people thought that you would advocate for yourself as the leader of the Unstoppable Force. Did you vote for Mr. Freezeframe?
All right, look, I think everybody agrees that I would be an esteemed and venerable, wise, fantastic leader for us in this entire country.
The press laughs.
But seriously, though, one key thing about leadership is understanding when you need to move with the flow and keep things in motion. And no one can stop a flow faster than Freezeframe. It's a losing battle.
Mr. Flux, you're the newest member of the team. On what grounds did you vote for Freezeframe to take over?
I voted because, everyone else voted for him. I didn't have much of a say, honestly.
Yes, I don't know if you can do the math, but 1 + 1 = 2, which is greater than 1, so we had no other choice.
So you weren't the tie-breaking vote?
No, I had nothing to, do with it.
Okay, but that said, we are a unanimous front. There wasn't any disagreement. So I'm taking over, and we're looking forward to our next hurdles.
Mr. Freezeframe, Kimon may have voted for you to be in power, but that said, is Unstoppable Industries still comfortable with having a supervillain working under their most premier unit?
Yes. Well, in the past, we could all trust that Captain Momentum could keep Kimon in check if things ever came to that. But Kimon has been pardoned, so he is technically no longer a supervillain. But even so, we can trust that if Kimon breaks the law, then just like any of us, he's going to be subject to the law. So, I foresee no problems, but there's no reason to think that Kimon is different than any other citizen.
Exactly, and I promise, just like any other major public figure, that I will not commit any crime that doesn't require you to prove intent. Yeah, we'll just keep it to fraud and lying on my taxes.
All right, thank you. That is a joke, by the way. None of us lie on our taxes.
Mr. Flux, could we ask, what are your powers?
I know a little bit of karate, and, I can teleport, for a distance, it's hard to explain.
We didn't
exactly
want to blow the lid off of this yet, but we have a kid who can travel through dreams. So when our enemies are asleep, we can catch them in their slumber. Starting today, there was nowhere in this city that crime can hide.
Mr. Flux, is that true?
Oh, well.
It is absolutely true. Imagine, you've committed a crime, you go to bed thinking you're safe in your own home, you wake up and there's Flux. He knows what you've been thinking, he knows when you're awake. But instead of delivering presents, he delivers a warrant for your arrest.
That's right, so Mercury, you better leave out some milk and cookies, because we are going to find you.
Alright, the press erupts into, could you tell us the limitations of that power? How exactly does that work? Can you use that to get government secrets?
Alright, thank you. We've got work that we need to do in the field. So if you have any further questions, go ahead and forward those to our press department. We'll respond in writing as soon as we can. Thank you, you have a wonderful day.
Alright, you guys get out of the press department, you head to the garage.
Really screwed that up.
Oh, that was textbook choking, kid.
It was fine. We were there. You know, lesson learned. We'll make sure that you're always in a group thing for the future stuff.
I mean, I couldn't even get the words out. Like, as soon as I started to realize I was messing up, then I just got more nervous and it got worse and worse.
All right. Listen, kid, you know what the problem is? You care what they think about you.
Well, because that's the whole point of the press conference, sir. And I must have looked, oh my God.
All right, no. Look, okay, listen. Whenever you talk to the public or a crowd, it's got nothing to do with you. You're talking to the crowd. Get me? They matter. You don't matter. Whatever's going on with you doesn't matter. What you care about is whether or not they're entertained, they're getting their questions answered, their time isn't being wasted. That's all that matters.
I mean, their time definitely got a little wasted.
Yeah, sure. But whatever, they still got what they wanted, so it's fine. People are going to understand that you're nervous. Just in the future, don't think about what you're doing. Don't worry about where your hands are, whether or not you sound nervous. Just think about whether or not the crowd is being entertained or getting what they wanted out of this interaction. As long as you can say objectively, like, yeah, I'm answering the questions and they're happy, doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. You're good.
I mean, God, I just never really thought about, like, having to do press briefings. I mean, you guys always make it look so easy. I just kind of, like, it went right out of my head.
We'll get you some public speaking classes. We'll make sure that we're there for the future ones, so you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You'll learn to do it. It's a thing you can learn.
Okay, all right. I mean, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry. I really dropped the ball.
Elvis, your phone rings.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello?
It's your mom. Honey, I just saw you on TV. Oh my God, you look so handsome.
Oh, hi, Mom. Yeah, I was on TV.
Flux, would you give me your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mom, can you hold on a second? What do you need my phone for?
Oh, well, I'm gonna go outside and kill a pigeon with it. And then after that, I don't know, the phone's probably gonna land somewhere.
Okay, Kimon, as the team leader, I think that Flux can keep his phone. We're not on an emergency call. He can take a call with his mom on the drive there. In fact, I'll drive. Flux, you can sit with me.
This is a bad habit we need to break, Lowry.
As the team lead, I will decide what habits need to be broken. All right, I don't want to discuss it anymore. Come on, Flux, let's get in the car.
All right, so Lowry and Elvis get in the car and they drive off towards the docks, leaving Paul behind in impotent fury.
Well, yeah, I guess there's nothing I can do. I get on my motorcycle and head to the docks.
Okay, after I finish my call with my mom, thank you, Mr. Freezeframe, for defending my phone.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Kimon has genuine power issues. Don't ever let him take anything from you. We are co-equals. He doesn't have the right.
Well, I mean, I won't be on the phone all the time. He's kind of right on some levels. I just, you know...
Hey, I think it's good that you keep up with your mom. You know, Kimon's not going to understand that. He's estranged from his entire family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a son. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't really know about his wife either, though.
Yeah, the company feels like going into that stuff detracts from his loner image. But he's got a wife, and she used to participate with him in all of his criminal activities, so the governor had to pardon her as well. You know, not that it mattered because they split afterward, but then he's also got a son, who's an adult by now. But his son just hates him.
Oh. Well, that's really sad.
Yeah. If you want to know something really juicy, though, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. His kid, he's named something like, Huford? Or Howard? That's probably Howard. But anyway, whatever, he's wanted. He's been involved with supervillain organizations in the past. Mostly as hired muscle, you know? Nothing very high up. But the point is, the Kimon family situation, it's not very healthy. Don't let him get you down about caring about your mom.
Okay. Well, I guess I won't. Do you have any family? Do you, like,
Oh, who, me? No. I mean, I've got girlfriends, but yeah, no family.
Well, you guys arrive at the docks. You hand your paperwork to the ferry. It's not a large ferry. There's not a lot of supervillains that get put on the island. It's a very niche, maximum security kind of arrangement. Regardless, you get on the boats, and the boat chugs away.
Okay, I'm going to sit next to Paul. Excuse me, Mr. Kimon.
Look, if you've got to call me Kimon, could you not call me Mr. Kimon?
Sorry. It's just that... We told the press that we took a vote on whether or not Freezeframe was going to be in charge, but that got decided by the board of directors.
Yeah, it's a publicly traded company. We can suggest changes, but it always comes back to them.
Well, who all are the majority shareholders? Do we have stocks in the company?
Well, it used to be that Rudy had a controlling share of the company. Now it's probably over to Michael. After him would come Lowry. After that, it's your usual fare. You know, big politicians... Foreign billionaires, local billionaires, whatever.
Are you enough invested for the board of directors?
I could sit in the meetings. When they brought me on, they give enough stock that they assumed I would care about the fate of the company. In fact, they don't really get paid much liquid cash. Mostly it's stock. I could theoretically sell off any time I wanted, but as part of our arrangement, Rudy would have to okay that. Now it's probably up to Michael whether or not I can sell anything.
Do you think, has that been formally discussed, or...?
I didn't think about it until just now. A lot of times, I sleep there in the building. They provide food, whatever, I don't need to take out much money.
Well, I mean, I would think that if, like, Rudy was in charge before, And there was nothing saying it goes right to Michael. It might become a decision of the board of directors now, right?
I don't know, Flux. I don't care. There's nothing I can do with it aside from retire, and I don't plan on that anytime soon.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious, because we said that we took a vote, and I mean, like, if we had done a board of directors vote, and all the board of directors were there, and you're one of the directors, then kind of what we said could have been true.
I don't know what you're getting at, Elvis. It doesn't matter. The outcome would have been the same either way.
Well, because, I mean, if it was just the three of us and we all got to vote, would you have voted for yourself to be in charge of field operations?
Well, let me explain how that would go, Elvis. I would get locked in a power struggle with Lowry, and then we would have a PR disaster, but Lowry is our PR guy. So then we would have to turn to Lowry and say, hey, could you go to the public and explain to them why Kimon is the better leader than you?
Well, if we'd taken a vote, and what if I had sided with you?
Lowry could announce he's leaving the company, and when he sells off his stock after that, the company would tank. Then I'd be running a team with no funding, and honestly, most political groups would probably want to distance themselves from the villain-run superhero team. There's a thing about business and politics where leverage means a lot. Where Lowry doesn't get what he wants, we risk losing everything.
So there's like genuinely, there's nothing that I could have done that would change the outcome?
What are you talking about, Elvis? Lowry's position is just a name thing. Are you not listening to me? It doesn't matter. There's only three of us. He's in charge as far as we listen to him.
But you said he's not good at field operations, and that doesn't feel right to me.
And have you been with us long enough that you could contradict me, Flux?
Well, no, but...
Well, then you actually have no idea whether or not to say I'm telling the truth. That's just my opinion. Learn to form your own, and then come to me with these kinds of questions.
Okay, well, I had one other question.
What?
Does it make you mad that Lowry's the field guy, even though, you know, the title doesn't mean anything?
Get out of my face, Flux.
Well, okay, the ship arrives at port. You guys are taken inside and led to the administrative building.